What is up, everybody? Kyle here. This is The Lock Show. I don't know why I have... I guess you guys can't see the video because I don't even release the video. I was going to dual post on YouTube, but then I started thinking, I'm like, people are going to come to this and they're just going to yell at me to do, you know, go do this, go do that, do your old pranks, do all this. And I don't... I'm trying to avoid that. So I'm trying to keep this all audio format only. Just because I got a weird, like, me and YouTube is just kind of like how it always kind of works. I always say YouTube to me is like an ex-girlfriend. You know, you haven't seen that ex-girlfriend for a year. You guys, you know, meet up. Hey, let's have a couple drinks. And you fuck. You meet up and you make love. And then you're like, dang, I shouldn't have done that. Now this is weird. And then you don't talk to her anymore for a long time. That's how my return to YouTube always goes. I haven't posted on my main YouTube account in over a year, but every time I go back to it, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of excited about this. I miss doing it. And a lot of people take it as, oh, he must need money if he's back to posting. That's completely false. And I have an episode where I'm talking about all the YouTube money, how, you know, it was different from when I started, you know, and then from the peak of my YouTube time towards like the end, or like even right now where you say one wrong thing and you get that whole video demonetized. But I've tried to come back and make certain videos, and I start, you know, I do the same exact method. I hook up everything to do the little kid on Xbox Live. And then I just hit this moment. Then I just hit this moment where it's like, okay, why am I hanging out with my ex-girlfriend when this didn't work the first three times? You know, it didn't work out. You know, it was awesome at first, and then we broke up. And then we got back together and the same shit just kept happening. That's what happens every time I get back onto YouTube. So I'm trying to kind of just not do that, you know. So, but there will be people that would just storm this like, man, go back to doing your old stuff. Like, this podcast sucks. That is what I'm attempting to try and avoid. So this is strictly audio and I'm just rambling on at this point. Let's get into it. We're going to talk about child predators. And in child predators, I would say, is my most dominant non-niche series. It's probably pretty close to Chat Roulette, but it's probably hands down my most dominant and my most viral series doing the child predator stuff. Why it makes it such a viral series is because, regardless of whether you think I was entertaining or not while doing this series, anybody can relate to it. Like, anybody can say, like, yeah, no, this is good. He's busting people that are trying to, you know, prey on children. Like, this is awesome. So if for that fact alone is why some of them have gone insanely viral. Like, one on Facebook just went insane. 20 million views, I believe, in 12 hours before it actually didn't get flagged or, you know, a community guideline strike. It just was gone, which is kind of weird. But 20 million views in 12 hours is hands down like the craziest, you know, most viral thing I've ever posted. And this was a child predator video. And kind of how child predator stuff started, I mean, just like any other idea I had, you know, a lot of times I kind of like accidentally stumble across an idea such as kind of like Chat Roulette, you know. But a lot of the stuff is like, a lot of the series that I would have done them regardless of if I was filming or not. And that's like the crazy part of all this, like Chat Roulette. We would go on Chat Roulette all the time, not filming. We would just go on for fun and talk shit because why not? You know? So for like child predator stuff, I don't necessarily remember exactly why or how I got into it, but I remember just thinking like, okay, like if I'm going to take, you know, the prostitute pranks, you're taking a prostitute, you know, and messing with them because they're doing something illegally. And that, you know, that even itself, a lot of people would say, why are you doing this? Like, they're not forced, or they're forced to be a prostitute by their pimp. Not necessarily having an understanding of prostitution. Like, a lot of these girls didn't have pimps. But, you know, they were just doing, you know, all they were doing was having sex for money to make their life better. Which, you know, that doesn't affect really anybody, honestly. And I think I talked about that in the prostitute episode. It doesn't affect anybody. A girl having an agreement with a man and taking money to have sex doesn't affect anybody. It actually, I mean, you could argue it makes somebody happier. It does make people happier, you know, but it's illegal. And just on that premise of it being illegal, you know, gave me the right, you know, in my head to fuck with them, right? Now, child predators, on the other hand, is somebody that is preying on an underage kid. Most of the time, I could tell that they would be doing this because they're trying, you know, somebody, a younger person is not, they don't really know what's going on. They don't necessarily know that it's wrong for them to be talking to an older guy like that. And that's what the older people see. All the people that I caught doing it, they're, you know, thinking they're talking to a 13-year-old girl. They say, oh, this person, you know, is underdeveloped and I can take advantage of the situation, you know, because they're so fucking horny that they don't care that they're doing it. And that's always kind of been like, my thought is a little different than most. It's I talked about this the other day, I believe, on our other podcast. Like, kind of my thought, it's a very interesting concept to me. So say take like a drug, for instance, like heroin. I mean, say a person is addicted to heroin, and society will give excuses, you know, based off the addiction, to that person doing that heroin, saying, well, they're addicted, like they can't help that they're doing it, you know. And this is gonna sound a little funky, but a lot of these people, you know, have, like, a lot of these child predators, like, who's to say that they're not, you know, addicted to, you know, just talking, not even saying preying on young, it was just talking to 13-year-olds. Like a lot of them are just socially weird, you know, so they feel like they could probably only talk to, like, a younger person who's kind of naive to the situation, but society would never give that person that, well, they're addicted to, you know, preying on 13-year-olds, you know. Society would never give that excuse to somebody, but basically, it's more towards the people that do heroin. It's like, well, why do we give this person, you know, with this heroin addiction, but not this person with this sexual addiction, you know, kind of, you know, we definitely give no excuse to that person. We're like, fuck that. We don't care what you did. You're done in prison. Like, but the person that does heroin, you almost like the Demi Lovato, you almost kind of like feel sorry for them, you know, because, hey, they're fighting this addiction. Like, I mean, that's kind of, it's, so it's kind of a, you know, I'm not saying like, hey, this child predator, we should feel bad for them. But I mean, you just can't like openly be like, hey, I'm addicted to preying on children. You know, you can't, you're not even going to say that, you know, but you know, the way that society thinks nowadays is you can be addicted to anything. Like in everything, like almost nothing is your fault. It's always the fault of, you know, like you're famous and you got to keep up with everything, so you hit the heroin. Like, I don't know. It's just a funky little setup. So that was off topic. So and one more time, I'm not saying that we should give an excuse to a child predator. I'm saying maybe we shouldn't give fucking excuses for all these other addictions, you know, and is what I'm basically saying. So child predators. I mean, I can't remember. I wish I remembered like the first time I did it, but I remember I was apartment at my old house or my old apartment. Yeah. And I'm just like, man, I wonder if I could find people to add me on Skype, like who, you know, who were definitely like into wanting to talk to a 13-year-old or a 15-year-old, you know. At first, I used to do them and say I was 15, but then I started thinking, I'm like, all right, in some states, you know, there's like a 3-year thing. And I was just kind of told this by somebody. And so I'm like, well, shit, if you're 18, which is legal, and you're, you know, 3 years is 15, then I'm like, okay, well, if that's legal in that state, then maybe I shouldn't be doing that. Maybe I make it even extra weird. And I was just afraid that I wouldn't find anybody if I said I was 12 or 13. Well, I was way off on that. I've pretty much have, for all my child predator videos, I've used the same exact online chat for all of them. And where I find all, it's just a free adult chat basically. And it's where I find all of the child predators. And to my surprise, like, it was endless. And I always tell people, and I don't think they take me serious when I talk about this series, I always tell people that if I had all day to sit there without this chat site banning me, which happens all the time, if I had all day, I could catch probably 500. If you gave me a full day, 8 hours, I could probably catch, and when I say catch, I mean go into the chat room and say, hey, 13-year-old girl here, interested in talking. And I mean, that's not really giving much information. You're going to say like, well, what if that person really just wanted to chat? Well, you notice really fast on 99% of these people that one, they're not like, when you say you're 13, it's not like they're like, hey, I'm 19. Almost all of them are 25 and older, and it immediately turns sexual. Immediately. And so, yeah, I ran with the series because I'm like, this is endless content. And I knew it had some virality to it just for the whole concept of catching somebody that's trying to, you know, do something sexual with a 13-year-old, you know. And I was very concerned with my kind of track record on Facebook that it would get me in trouble. The early episodes I used to... Actually, a couple of the early episodes, I would blur out people's faces. Because I actually, in the first couple I posted, got removed for basically bullying, you know? And obviously that's fucked up. Like, why am I getting in trouble for bullying? And it's kind of was my first thought with YouTube on how, like, I'm like, man, like, they just don't like my shit. And it's not them in general, but, like, I just don't get any free passes on nothing. Because at the time when I was, you know, I was probably like 10 episodes deep in the series, I already got like 4 or 5 strikes and community strikes for having, you know, people in my video that I'm bullying and accusing them of being a child predator. And it's just funny because, like, so the actual show To Catch a Predator, like, they can post episodes all fucking day and, you know, not even a slap on the wrist. But me, who's doing the same exact concept, so I basically get them on Skype. I say, you got to add me on Skype. And I talk to them a little bit more to confirm that they know I'm a 13-year-old. And I make sure they've said some sexual stuff. And then I bust them. I mean, same exact concept is Catch a Predator. But for some reason, it was and people don't know this, it was the most struck down series that I've ever posted, which in turn basically led to my termination. I mean, it's I got terminated not because I had 3 strikes at once. It got terminated just for my years of strikes. And when I finally got terminated and I got through to the right people, it wasn't like, yeah, you got hit with the 3 strike policy. It was, well, we can see, you know, over the years you've had, you know, 30 strikes on your content, you know. And I couldn't even, it was crazy because I talked to the terms of service team and, like, poured my heart out. Like, this is my livelihood. Like, I just had a kid. And do you think they gave a fuck? No. Nowadays, if it happened, if I got my channel terminated, because people get terminated all the time and it gets reversed almost instantly. So nowadays, I think I would have got terminated like that a lot faster, but I would have been able to get it back. See, if I would have got it back, I would have totally changed my full outlook on everything, because I, you know, basically scared the shit out of me by getting the channel terminated and then getting it back. But people don't understand, and it's probably, you know, it's my most viral series. I'm catching child predators who, there's so many child predators out there, the law enforcement can't do shit about it. So I'm catching them. So I'm doing an actual good deed, and that is my most struck down series. So basically, I would get the videos deleted and taken down for strikes for bullying. So I'm like, why don't I just blur out their faces and nobody knows who they are? So I blur out every single face in the video, and boom, struck down again. So I probably got a total of 8 strikes from, you know, a short series of like 15 videos, I would say. Even some of my most recent strikes were when I kind of got back into it. Like, there was this guy named Kenneth, and I said I was a 13-year-old. And I think this was the last time I recorded. Said I was a 13-year-old. He pops on his camera. His dick's out already. He's stroking it in the background. And it was just super disturbing. A lot of this shit, like, it's all fun. It's all funny and stuff when I'm making fun of him and stuff. But a lot of the stuff I wouldn't necessarily show, because it's so, like, this Kenneth dude, he had like a crib and like kid toys in the background and stuff. And it's, I mean, it just, It just that's the one that just really disturbed me, that he's thinking he's talking to a 12-year-old or 13-year-old with his dong out, and there's a kid somewhere in the area. Like, he's got a crib and all this stuff, and he has his own children. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to do something similar to those children, but it's definitely not a good start, you know, character-wise. And even when you bust the people, it's like they don't have any sense of, like, okay, this is super messed up. They have zero sense of it. You bust them, and I didn't show it in a lot of the videos, but I would actually try to blackmail them, kind of. Not necessarily, you know, saying, like, if you don't give me $100, I'm going to take this to the cops. I would say, hey, buddy, like, I post this series on the internet, and I just busted you as a child predator. I will blur your face out if you sit and have a conversation with me. And so basically I would look just to get some more, like, feedback on why in the fuck they're doing this. You know, I would want to ask them. And I never once got anybody to stop. And because I would actually, what would happen is I would bust them. They would get out of the chat, and then I would write it. I'm like, hey, if you talk to me and kind of give me the breakdown of your mindset about this, like, I won't post it on the internet. Not one single person did that, you know? And I, for a second there, I did start thinking, I'm like, man, I could have a business here, like, I mean, an illegal business of blackmailing, but I'm like, fuck, dude, I could probably say, hey, dude, I'm posting this on the internet on my 6 million follower page if you don't give me $2,500, you know, just something insane. I mean, that's definitely blackmailing illegal, but I'm not going to say I didn't think about it. I mean, that would be pretty funny. Like, how could you get, you know, that's the way I look at it is like, well, you know, it's going to make me look kind of bad, but it's going to make them look even worse if they rat me out on it. You know, it's like, yeah, he caught me going for a 13-year-old girl's titties. And then, you know, he blackmailed me into $1,500, and they're going to be like, so what? You were trying to talk to it. And so it would never work out like that. But the series went amazing, especially when I started posting the stuff on Facebook, because not everybody has a YouTube account. Almost everybody has a Facebook account. So when I would post these on Facebook, almost all the dudes in the videos would be recognized, and they would start tagging them, and they'd hit those people up. And I mean, it was crazy how many people were being recognized. And I want to say I've gotten 3 people arrested. Some dude in Malta, wherever the hell that is, was arrested. And I do think it is definitely sketchy for these, like, I'm just posting the video on the internet. I don't sit there and post every little piece of evidence for the conversation. I just post, like, you know, part of it, and then the funny part when I bust them, you know? That's all I post. And 3 people were arrested just based off that, basically. Like, one dude, the dude in Malta, multiple news articles written about him in court and stuff, and but he got full-blown, like, real-life charges for just, like, I could have easily made it up on. I didn't make up shit, but I could have easily just made it up and said that he was, you know, going for 13-year-olds. So I was surprised that nobody ever contacted me. Nobody ever contacted me to say, like, hey, what's up with this? Like, what happened, you know? They just rolled with it. The other dude, which I just made a video about the other day, kind of like an update video for Facebook, his was a little different, and he was an American guy, I believe. His was a little bit different. He was in the video that got, you know, millions of views on Facebook, but he was so scared by the video that he didn't even get charged. Like, you can't get charged for anything. It's just a random citizen coming out and saying this and then saying, ha ha, you're busted, you know? So he didn't get charged for that, but he was so scared about the video that he went to his police department and admitted to having child porn, right? So fucking awesome. Kudos to me. I just got this dude who had child porn off the streets. He got charged and convicted and everything. So the local news station makes this news story, and they make it look to me like I'm the bad guy. Like, they're like, you should not be doing, like an online vigilante, like, this is dangerous, let the police take care of it. This is not like the proper way to go about. Like the whole article wasn't about how this fucking dude with child porn got kicked off is now arrested. It wasn't even an article. It was an actual news story, like video news story. And the whole thing was about how you shouldn't be doing this. Leave it up to the law. And I say, fuck that. Like, what do you mean? The dude had child porn. Like, that's disgusting. He has naked porn of other children. Like, how the fuck can you not be pat me on the back? Not that I was looking for that. My main purpose for the videos is this is just, I mean, I love catching them. Like, it was a good deed. But, like, my main purpose is, like, man, this is just a great, like, viral equation. Like, why could somebody not be behind this and share it, you know? But this whole news thing was just like, yeah, this is kind of sketchy. And I was like, fuck that. Like, how in the world? Yeah, yes, it's sketchy. It's definitely you wouldn't know, but I just stopped the recording for 5 minutes. Sorry about that. So basically what I was getting at was, it's kind of a shady area because I'm not taking any legal steps to get these people caught. Basically, my full concept of the video is like, okay, if I put them on Facebook, a lot of people would send me messages mad at me. They would say, what is the point of doing this? You just want likes. You know, why don't you, you know, send these people to their authorities and all this stuff? Not really thinking about, like, the full process. So it's not like I'm catching these people locally. I'm catching these people all over the world. And my thought for getting them caught was like, okay, if I post them on Facebook, we want to get as many views as possible. And it, you know, it helps my page and stuff like that. As many views as possible so they can be pointed out in their communities. And once they're pointed out in their communities, then the local law enforcement can take their proper steps if they need to ask me. And that's what I would try to like tell people that are messaging me. Because a lot of people be like, this guy's just as bad as the child predator. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck don't you, like, how is that even possible? How is it even remotely possible, you know? And so people don't necessarily, lots of people didn't understand it. They, you know, they just kind of were like, hey, you're just doing this for likes. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm fucking posting it on the internet, like, for views, trying to pump my pages up. But at the same time, I actually care. I want these people to get caught in trouble. But you saying that I'm as bad as these, come on now, that's just fucking ludicrous. Sorry, I've been taking a couple gaps in talking. So I just had somebody at my front door, and it's kind of interesting. So we, through Costco now, you can get somebody to deliver your groceries. And I'll be honest, I don't talk to deaf people that much. I don't know much sign language. I'm not used to like having to look at somebody and see my lips moving, you know. But it's just a nice old guy who popped in, and he, I was super confused because I didn't know the groceries were coming. And so it's called like Instacart. And so he was trying to point Instacart on his phone. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, this is because, I mean, we live in a gated community and there's this guy pulling up and he's pointing at his truck. And I'm like, I'm kind of confused. And then I kind of put two and two together. And I didn't know he was deaf at that point. You know how deaf people, they can't hear themselves talking. So they can talk, but it just sounds really different, you know, like a really bad speech impediment. So then I'm like, oh, I get it. He's deaf. I see. And then he had hearing aids in. But it's kind of interesting. He's a fucking awesome guy, just kind of an older, nice guy. But yeah, that's why I had to take a little lapse in that. I didn't know what is going on here. Now somebody had to take a little lapse in the audio just to kind of see what was up here. But so yeah, back to the child predator stuff. It was something where I'm like, I know this will do good, but it's also a great cause. And nowadays, kind of, you know, it's also a great cause for somebody to walk up to that's kind of my problem with the series. It's also a great cause for somebody to walk up to a homeless person and give them $100. That's an amazing cause. Now, is that cause canceled out when you film it and put it on the internet for views? I don't know. You be the judge. Now, the thing that I can say that's different with that is when I posted them on the internet, I don't have the resources to track down the people I catch. Lots of people on Facebook that it could, you know, try to dispute that fact. Like, I'm like, I can't. The only thing I can do is post them, and the people in the communities can pick them out, you know? That's why it's different than filming yourself doing something amazing for a homeless person, because you're posting the video for the views, you know? Like, that's what you do when you film doing, you had to film yourself doing, you know, just an honest deed for somebody. But for this, I mean, you can argue it's kind of like that. But since you need the footage to spot the person in your community, I think that's where you kind of give me some leeway. 'Cause that's one of my biggest pet peeves when, you know, the whole homeless man series where you help out a homeless person. you do these amazing, you go clean them up for the day, put them in a hotel, but you're filming it the whole time because you know it's going to get fucking millions of views and you're going to get paid off those millions of views. So, unless there's some clause in the video where they're like, you know, 80% of the money or, you know, 20% of the money is going, you know, that it makes from these views goes into this person's pocket. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I'm sure that most of you guys did not know that it was my most struck down series, hands down. And people are still asking me today, like, go do some more child predator stuff, but it still just falls in the category of like, you've done so many of them that I, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go do some more. And then I start doing it, and it's that ex-girlfriend theory, you know? It's like, man, like, this was cool and stuff when it first started, but we kind of stopped doing this. And then it sounds cool for a second, you know? And then it eventually turns into like, huh. Like, but the thing is, it's tough for me to say that since it was actually a good deed. You know, and it's kind of sad to be. So some people would be like, "Well, aren't you just doing it for a good deed? You know, why would you stop doing it?" And then, well, the thing, I don't know. It's the thing is, you've done when you do something over and over and over again. You know, I did get a handful of people arrested, but for the most part, people don't fucking care. Like, people are, these child predators are in the video. People watch it. They don't fucking care. I mean, they'll act like they care, just like any other person on Facebook who cares when there's a fucking, you know, mass shooting. You know, they care by saying like, "Hey, I'm throwing prayers down," and that's about all they got for it. Like, there was a cop who wanted to team up and try and do some stuff together, but at the time, you know, I was a pretty busy person at the time, so it's. Some people will send me messages and say, like, "Hey, this person, I want to like set this person up to be a child predator," but that shit's hard. Like, that, I literally go into a chat room and say, "Add me on Skype." 10 seconds later, I have 10 people added on Skype, and then I bust them. But when somebody's like, "Hey, this person I think is a child predator," then I gotta fucking actually, like, you know, I can't just tell them from a random chat to go add me on Skype. I have to like dig deep and get their phone. Like, how do you even set that up? You know, I wouldn't know how to set that up. So yeah, the Child Predator series, one of my favorite ones to do, and one of the most viral ones, is also, you know, the best deed I think I've done is also my most struck down series by YouTube. Interesting facts. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching The Lock Show. Goodbye.